Inflation is coming down in British Columbia, sitting in the low 3% range, and interest rates continue to curb spending in many households. But the trickle-down effect of inflation will persist into 2024, based on analysis of price charts for some basic necessities, from rent, mortgage payments and utilities to recreation fees and entertainment. Here is a look at some of the things British Columbians will pay more for in 2024, and often above the usual 2% we had become accustomed to until 2020. Recreation fees. Want to go for a swim? Then open your wallet a bit wider. Community recreation fee increases will obviously vary by BC municipality, but you can likely expect an increase of some sort. The City of Vancouver has increased its recreation fees about 6% on average, but if you're looking to take a dip, it will cost an extra 75 cents, 11.3%, more, as single-use adult fees rise from $6.66 to $7.41, plus tax. The City of Delta offers relatively affordable pool entrance with an adult costing $5.75 in 2024. But last year an adult would have only paid $5, a 15% markup to start this year. Burnaby is now charging $421.92 for its annual adult B Active Pass, up 8.5% from $388.80 in January 2023. Already charging some of the highest fees for a swim, Richmond increased its aquatic adult single-use pass just 20 cents, to $7.85 from $7.65 in 2023. West Vancouver rose its single-use fees 20 cents as well, to $7.65 from $7.45 in 2023. And in New Westminster, a likewise skate or swim will cost an extra 65 cents, jumping 9.5% from 2023. Food prices are expected to rise by 2.5 to 4.5% in BC, right on par with the national average, according to Canada's Food Price Report 2024. Anticipated changes include 5 to 7% growth in each of bakery, meat and vegetable prices, but only a 1 to 3% increase in dairy and fruit. Dental fees. Have a crown procedure you're putting off? For the upcoming year, the average suggested fee guide increase for general practice dentists in BC is 4.73%, compared to 5.99% for 2023, according to the BC Dental Association. The association says a balanced approach was taken, as fees could have gone even higher due to rising costs and struggles to find dental staff, thus pushing up wage rates. Digital and mobile phone costs. Rogers and Fido have already announced their monthly plans will rise by $5 on average in 2024. Meanwhile, Apple TV subscriptions cost $8.99 monthly last January but are now $12.99 monthly starting this year. Ferries. BC ferries rates will, on average, go up 3.2%, which will also be the rate of increase through 2028. After the provincial government provided a $500 million subsidy to the ferry company. Electricity. FortisBC rates increased by 6.74% on January 1. However, customers are going to see a significant 22% decrease in their monthly gas bill, as a typical 8.0 gigajoules monthly bill will lower from $110.88 to $86.48, as the cost of gas has declined over the past year. BC Hydro has asked for a rate increase of 2.3% this spring, adding about $2 a month to the average residential bill. The decision will soon be made by the BC Utilities Commission. Housing. Last but certainly not least is housing costs, which will only rise in 2024. Rent increases in BC are capped by the government, and for 2024 the highest allowable increase for existing tenants is 3.5%. Those entering or re-entering the rental market will face free market conditions. 12%, 1 in 8. Of current mortgages in BC will be renewing their lending agreements within the next 12 months, and another 18% of BC mortgages will be renewing in 12 to 18 months. A person who borrowed $500,000 in summer 2018 on a new 5-year term at 2.5%, over a 25-year term, is currently paying $2,239 monthly. Fast forward to today, that person will owe $423,190, should they maintain their amortization period, now 20 years, at a 5.5% interest rate, their monthly payment will spike to $2,896, a $657 or 29.3% jump in their monthly payment. House prices. The Royal LePage Market Survey predicts Greater Vancouver home prices will tick up about 3%, which is below the national average estimate of 5.5% as Greater Toronto, 6.0, and Calgary, 8.0, pick up more. Meanwhile, RE/MAX Canada forecasts just a 2% increase in Metro Vancouver prices. However, TD Bank is less bullish, predicting just a 1.2% increase in home prices in BC and 0.5% nationally. Both Royal Bank and Scotiabank forecast interest rate cuts of 100 basis points by the end of the year, to bring the Bank of Canada overnight rate to 4.0%. The consensus from banks and real estate stakeholders suggests lowering of rates will spur interest in the housing market and a bump in prices. Things are still pretty weak right now, but once we start to see cuts next year, we expect the market will pick up a bit, said RBC economist Carrie Freestone on December 13. A TD Canada Trust 2024 housing outlook analysis warns of factors that can lower or heighten those forecasts. A weaker-than-expected economy poses an important downside risk to the outlook for housing, as it would negatively impact demand and could also precipitate forced selling. Another key risk is that rates will remain higher than forecast, should inflation linger at levels that are higher than we expect. On the opposite end, Canada's population continues to grow strongly, meaning that housing shortages are likely to persist. This could push prices higher than we anticipate. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca